This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We lead today with the news out of the White House that after dodging it for two-something years, President Biden has tested positive for COVID. Mild symptoms, he's isolating, taking Paxlovid. That is basically the whole story so far, at least as far as the chief executive is concerned. As far as the whole rest of the economy is concerned, there is plenty more of a tale to tell, because with the BA5 subvariant-inspired surge in cases that we are enjoying right now, it is not at all clear that we're on the economic far side of this pandemic. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab gets us going.
If you ask business experts if we're still living in a pandemic economy, well,
we are. It's not blowing quite as hard as it was a year ago or certainly 2 years ago, but it's still blowing.
I think we are feeling the effects of coming out of a pandemic.
It depends. Yes and no.
That's Mark Zandi, Keely Croxton, and Charles Lindsay. Let's start with Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, which actually measures the pandemic economy with its back-to-normal index. Its most recent reading says we're about 10% away from being back to normal.
I think that's meaningful. We feel it. Do you feel normal? I don't quite feel normal.
One of the biggest ways COVID is still affecting the economy is inflation, which is above 9%. Zandi attributes about 1.5% of that to the pandemic, mostly from lingering supply chain problems. Keely Croxton, a logistics professor at The Ohio State University, says they'd started to work themselves out.
But now there's threats of new lockdowns, and those will have direct effects on the U.S. and world economies.
Current outbreaks in China, coupled with the country's zero COVID policy, are putting manufacturing at risk. And even here in the U.S., the new subvariant is threatening productivity.
We still have people that are, you know, having to call out sick and quarantine and all those things.
Though, if you looked at people's behavior, you might not know it. TSA checkpoint data show the number of people flying is almost back to what it was before the pandemic, and spending at bars and restaurants is strong. But foot traffic data tells a different story. Charles Lindsay researches consumer behavior at the University at Buffalo.
There's still some hesitancy when it comes to mall shopping, big box retail store shopping, crowded events.
Sure, some behaviors have changed. People are shopping online and commuting less, but many people are still planning their lives around the virus, maybe lying low in the days leading up to a wedding or trip to see the parents or their kids' summer camp.
People are making trade-offs, and I don't think those trade-offs are going to go away anytime soon.
We certainly haven't returned to normal, but it doesn't mean we've settled into the new normal either. Maybe for now, we're just floating somewhere in between. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.